What is going on, guys? Welcome into the Thought Force podcast. This is Eddie, and I just wanted to say thank you for tuning in, and I appreciate every single one of you guys that tune in and listen to these podcasts. I hope you guys take some valuable information from the podcasts, and if you do, please make sure to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review, as that helps us spread the message to more and more people and help out as many people as possible. Hope you guys enjoy the podcast, and thanks for tuning in.
You are listening to the hottest podcast in the game. This is the Thought Force Podcast. Get ready. It's time to get in the zone. Here's your host, Eddie Saucedo. Play ball.
Welcome in to episode number 23 of the Thought Force Podcast. Sorry I haven't put out a podcast episode in a while. I've been really, really busy this summer, but I wanted to post a short and sweet podcast that I think a lot of you guys will take value from and hopefully apply to yourselves, whether you're in season or not. I think this is a really, really important aspect of being a great baseball player, or whatever sport you play. I think this is a big part of being a consistent player, being a good player, and having that edge over your competition. And that one thing that I want to talk about today is being able to compete while you do not feel 100%. You know, very, very few times are you going to feel like you have everything going for you, whether you're a pitcher, all your pitches are on, they're as good as they've ever been, or as a hitter where it feels like you're barreling every single ball up. That is going to happen very, very few times, you know, less than probably 10% of the time for most of us. And it's what you do that 90% of the time when you don't feel 100%, whether something just feels off, whether you can't seem to barrel the ball or hit your spots as a pitcher, or if you don't feel 100% physically, whether something feels sore, whether something hurts a little bit, whether you have a bruise, whatever it may be that you don't feel 100%, a lot of the times, especially as baseball players, you play every single day, and it's very, very uncommon for you to feel that 100%. And it's being able to compete when you don't feel like you have that 100% in you, that ability, and it really, it's a skill. It's a skill to be able to compete when you don't feel 100%. Having that skill is what is going to allow you to have an edge over your competition, because anybody can go out there when they feel 100% and have a great game. Anybody can go up there when everything seems like it's rolling right and barrel four balls and four at-bats, or hit their spots and dominate. But the thing is that that's not what happens most of the time. And what not everybody can do is compete, barrel baseballs, or hit your spots as a pitcher when you don't feel 100%. When something feels sore, when maybe you might not feel like going to the ballpark that day, it's being able to compete in those situations that really determines how good of a player you are, because that is how you're going to feel most of the time, especially if you're playing often. And those are what I call test days, where the game of baseball is testing you as a baseball player and is really testing you to see, do you have this skill? Do you have this ability to compete when you don't feel 100%? And that is a very, very important skill to have. And you know, maybe if you're going to the ballpark on a certain day and you just don't feel it, you know, you feel tired, whatever it may be, and you don't feel like 100%, like you're ready to go. You have to look yourself in the mirror and say, this is the game of baseball presenting a test day to me. And how am I going to treat it? Because this is how I'm going to feel most of the time, especially the higher level of baseball you get, the more you're going to play. So you have to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, how am I going to respond to this? This is an opportunity to develop my skill of being able to compete, being able to play when I don't feel 100%. And having that ability to do that will be a game changer. Because like I said before, most of the time you will feel like this. You will not feel 100%. And being able to compete and be able to stay in the game, even though not everything is going your way, is going to be a huge difference for most of you guys. And that's really one big concept that I wanted to talk about today. And really, it's about just looking at it as an opportunity to improve that skill of being able to compete when you don't feel 100%. It's really an opportunity. Don't look at it as, oh man, I'm not feeling 100%. I'm probably going to play pretty poorly today. That's not the way to look at it. The way to look at it is, I'm not feeling 100% today. This is how I'm going to feel most of the time. The higher level of baseball I play, this is an opportunity for me to develop that skill so that the more times I don't feel 100%, the better I'm able to compete. And that's really the name of the game, guys. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, like I said before, please subscribe, review the podcast, and make sure to go follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ThoughtForce.
Thank you for listening to the ThoughtForce podcast.